This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 24th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the night settles across Israel, temperatures are mild, making for a comfortable evening. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening, while Jerusalem is enjoying clear skies. Haifa is experiencing a calm night, perfect for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Hezbollah fires a rocket salvo at northern Israel shortly before a ceasefire extension, according to the Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Israel is reportedly waiting for a U.S. green light to strike Iran after the IDF uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel, YNET reported this morning. Also this hour, the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire has been extended by 3 weeks, according to Axios. Separately, the IDF discovered a Hezbollah tunnel inside a clothing store in Lebanon, as reported by Mariv. And finally, home front command guidelines have been extended until Tuesday, Walla reported this afternoon. Here's what people are saying online. Former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Mick Mulroy discussed earlier whether President Donald Trump is surrounded by experienced advisors during the ongoing conflict. Minutes ago, an account under the name Rapid Response 47 referenced President Biden's comments on Spirit Airlines, suggesting a potential acquisition. Iacobi, a commentator, highlighted earlier that Hezbollah's recent rocket launch at Israel has violated the ceasefire. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the latest from the Times of Israel, Hezbollah launched rockets into northern Israel just before the ceasefire extension. This marks the first such attack since the truce began. The rocket fire came as Israeli and Lebanese representatives met at the White House. This heightens tensions even as diplomatic efforts are underway. Turning to YNET's report, the IDF uncovered a Hezbollah tunnel beneath a clothing store near Metula. This discovery comes amid reports of a drone strike in Lebanon. Katz mentioned that Israel is awaiting U.S. approval for any potential action against Iran. This highlights the delicate balance Israel maintains in its regional security strategy. Meanwhile, Axios reported that the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon has been extended by 3 weeks. This extension aims to provide stability in the region, though Iran claims Israeli attacks violate its truce with the U.S. The extension underscores ongoing diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, Mariv detailed the IDF's discovery of a Hezbollah command post inside a clothing store in southern Lebanon. This revelation came as reports of an Israeli drone strike surfaced. Such discoveries raise concerns over Hezbollah's activities and potential threats to regional stability. Finally, Walla noted that the Home Front Command has extended its guidelines until Tuesday. This extension follows an assessment of the current security situation. It ensures preparedness in case of further escalations. Turning to business and markets. First, Syra has acquired Rift to enhance AI security in a deal worth up to $130 million, as reported by YNET Business. This acquisition offers significant returns for Rift's founders and investors, marking a noteworthy development in the tech sector. Separately, CTech highlighted cybersecurity founders' views on Mythos, noting it's not a watershed moment, but a call for CISOs to accelerate their solutions. This reflects ongoing efforts in the cybersecurity landscape to adapt and innovate. And finally, Mariv Business reported a severe security vulnerability in iPhones, prompting Apple to release an urgent update. This quick response showcases the tech giant's agility in addressing critical security issues. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.